back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, March 26th. It is time for our special guest, and joining us by phone this morning, Reverend Ben Haupt. He's Director of Library Services for Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm just fine. It's a little brisk out there, but the temperatures hopefully will be coming back to where we hope them to be in the springtime.
When I checked this morning, it was about 18 degrees when I was getting ready and getting ready to head out the door this morning. I wasn't expecting 18 degrees on March 26th.
Yeah, no doubt. At least there's no snow on the ground, so the snow the other day went away quickly.
Well, tell us, Professor Haupt, how long have you been at Concordia Seminary St. Louis?
Right at about a year. I came last spring, right before call day. So it's just coming up on a year.
Very good. And you are the new Director of Library Services for Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. How important is a library to the education that's provided at Concordia Seminary?
That is a great question. And I think in our culture today of a lot of information online, a lot of people are asking that question: Do we still need books, and do we still need this kind of what some people would call old technology of a big box of books? The answer is we absolutely still need libraries, in part because there is a ton of information in print books that simply is not online. Google Books has not scanned all the books that there are in the world, especially not theological books. So some of our very best theological literature, some of it has been put online, some of it has been updated into new formats, but a lot of it still is in print books, and so we still depend heavily on print. The other reason that libraries are still important is that not everything is free. Much to Google's chagrin, people do still in their vocation as writers for the church. They do depend on getting paid for their work, which is a good and God-pleasing thing, and so libraries have the ability to work with authors and publishers to make things accessible in good and pleasing ways that are following copyright laws and all those kinds of things. So we help to provide access even to online materials that you couldn't otherwise get through the internet.
And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize, is that libraries can help with access to resources that you can't find just on the web. If you were just to, you know, use a regular search engine, you can't necessarily find certain journals and scholarly material through regular search engines. You have to use the resources that are available through libraries.
Absolutely. And in fact, what I find is a lot of information that's on the internet is free, but it's typically free for a reason. You get what you pay for, and so the best journals and the best thinking, the best books are typically things that are not for free, because publishers and even authors realize that this material it costs money to produce. So libraries can help keep people connected to the best thinking, the best theological literature for the formation, not only of our students, but also for people in the community.
And that was my next question. Who utilizes the library at Concordia Seminary?
Well, we certainly have plenty of our traditional students, those studying to be pastors, deaconesses, also graduate students. We have a very active PhD program, a doctor of ministry program for pastors serving throughout the Synod. But we also do offer library cards to really anybody in the church. This is not just the seminary's library. I really believe that this is the church's library. And so anybody in the area that would come by a Concordia Seminary library and ask for a library card, we'd be happy to supply them with that, and we'd give access to great theological literature to your listeners if they'd stop by the library.
And what types of materials might we find in the library at Concordia Seminary? What are the collections that you hold there?
Yeah, we have 275,000 books. We are recognized by many theological libraries across the country as being one of the top theological libraries, and pretty much, if we don't already have it, and it's a good likelihood that we would, we can easily get it for you. We have connections to all the major university libraries in Missouri through a consortium, and so we can really connect people to any book, especially in the history of the Missouri Synod. We have plenty of probably everything that has ever been published in the Missouri Synod. I'm quite certain we have a copy of it. We also have 6,000 rare books, including J.S. Bach's personal Bible that we house in our special collections. We have several original books, Book of Concord from 1580, including Walther's personal Book of Concord that he had notes in. So we have a lot of neat historic stuff that helps our researchers and those doing study in those ancient areas.
Any guess on what percentage of the materials or the books in your library are in English and in other languages?
We, I don't have a percentage right off the top of my head, but I would say the majority of our collection is in English, but we do have a large percentage of our collection is also German, obviously, but we do have books as well in Korean and a variety of other languages, especially, I guess add our we have a collection called our Center for Hispanic Studies collection. We have about 3,500 books in that collection, specifically for Spanish speakers, and specifically for our programs in raising up leaders for Spanish speaking congregations.
And what are some of the newest pieces that have been acquired, or anything new that's going on at the seminary library that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, we're in the midst of some strategic planning, and we've identified a couple of projects that we think are critical going forward. Certainly, we will continue to buy the latest theological literature, and pretty much from any publisher, those kinds of book purchases continue on. But in addition to those, we're getting into digitization. So things like the Bach Bible or Walther's Book of Concord, we'd like to digitize those. And obviously, we're going to be very careful with those books because they are historical artifacts, and we want to be very sensitive to those materials so that they're around for a lot longer. They've been around for almost 500 years. But we'd like to digitize those and get the images of those books online. So we have a couple of projects going where we're raising some funds and working on digitizing. We're also working on getting into e-books, and a lot of journals and periodicals are now online, but they're very expensive for libraries to have access to because publishers are worried about things slipping out of their hands. So we're working on getting into the ebook world, the e-journals for our users who are online. In addition to that, we're also getting ready to, we're thinking about a library renovation that would bring the library building up to speed and make it an inspiring and inviting place for 21st century students and users.
Beyond books, what else would we find at the library? Would we also find art or anything else there?
We do have a wonderful art collection, and we have an exhibit right now of some He Qi paintings, a Chinese painter. We also have a large collection of Joe Hanningmeyer paintings, and those are in on display in our gallery. We also have, in addition to all of the theological journals of an academic nature, we also have a lot of more popular magazines and such, so that if somebody wanted to come in and look at the New Yorker or Harper's or even Sports Illustrated or some of those kinds of magazines, that our users could stay up to date on current happenings in the world.
So you really provide a lot of resources, not only to the students, but as you said, to the community as well. If someone is doing research, that it would be a great place, especially if they're doing research on the church or in theology. What about hymns? Would that be?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do have some graduate students right now, too, in particular, that come to mind, who are doing a PhD work on hymnology. And so we have a large collection of literature on hymns, on church music. That is something that, especially with Bach at the Sem, a strong choir at the seminary, we do have quite a bit of resources on hymnology. So as your users are exploring a topic or even something that they hear on Bible study that they're further interested in, we'd love to have them stop by.
Wonderful. And if they'd like more information, they can find that on the Concordia Seminary website, correct?
That's correct. There's a tab right up at the top that they'll see library, and they can click on that. They can also access our online catalog by going to bridges.searchmobius.org. That's also, the link is on our library webpage at csl.edu.
Very good. Well, we've been speaking with Reverend Ben Haupt. He's Director of Library Services at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. Professor Haupt, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Thanks, Andy. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you as well. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk with Tim Hetzner from Lutheran Church Charity. Stick around for more His Time right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.